Tuesday, September 10th, 2019, for KDDR News, I'm Ace Sauerwine. From the Fargo Forum, an 11-year-old boy died Friday afternoon near Malacca, Minnesota, after a manure spreader he was operating hit a rock, throwing him off along with his 13-year-old brother, according to the Mille Lacs County Sheriff's Office. After the brothers fell off, the 11-year-old ran over by the manure spreader, causing his death, according to Sheriff Don Lorge. The Anoka County Medical Examiner's Office is conducting an autopsy. North Dakota's roadside surveys conducted in late July and August indicate total pheasant, sharp-tailed grouse, and gray partridge numbers are up from last year. Game and Fish Department biologist R.J. Gross says the survey shows total pheasants observed per 100 miles are up 10% from last year. Again, from the Fargo Forum, Senate Democrats plan to force another vote in Congress aimed at overturning President Trump's border emergency, potentially triggering another standoff between the administration and congressional Republicans over the billions in dollars being siphoned from the Pentagon to pay for Trump's border wall. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer plans to announce later today that Democratic senators will force a second vote in the chamber this year on a resolution to terminate Trump's emergency border declaration. According to ValleyNewsLive.com, a 21-year-old man was arrested for breaking into West Fargo homes from over the weekend. Police say Jacob King banged on multiple homes just before midnight this last Saturday. West Fargo police say the 21-year-old got inside two of the homes, and officials say both homeowners were able to chase him out. Police say King was arrested for criminal trespass and blew a .198 on a breathalyzer test while at the jail. Officer says he admitted to smoking weed earlier that day. That's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.